This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. There were plenty of discussions on trade at the Cattle Industry Convention in Orlando. We'll have more right after this.
In February, we celebrate World Radio Day. Here at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, we feature Iowa-centric programming with content focused on Iowa crop farmers and livestock producers who draw their livelihood from modern production agriculture. Today, the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network offers 9 programs per day, anywhere from 2.5 to 4 minutes. In addition, the network airs a daily midday program featuring Iowa Ag news and discussions called Iowa Ag Matters. We thank you for supporting the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network as we celebrate World Radio Day in February.
U.S. Meat Export Federation Chair Randy Spronk participated in his first cattle industry convention last week in Orlando. Spronk said he had conversations with cattle producers and other beef industry leaders about the importance of expanding global demand for U.S. beef.
I participated in the pork industry a long time in their conventions. First opportunity to be able to attend CattleCon or Cattlemen Congress, and so great to be able to be on the floor here in the trade show, to be able to participate in their committee meetings, to be in their general session, and just really listen to what my fellow agriculturists in the United States, you know, what do they see, what do they hear, and what are they are asking for their products.
Spronk emphasized the importance of beef variety meat exports in maximizing the value of every animal.
Where do we need to spend some of that checkoff money? You know, in reference to Africa, to the Southeast Asia, to Latin America. We need to develop those markets so that in the 10 years, somebody can look back and say, hey, you know, we've done good things and be able to develop those markets and increase value back to the farm. And actually from a variety of meats, especially, you know, if we can get a higher value for those livers, those kidneys, those hearts, that adds value back to the farm. And that's what we need to be able to do is to export those products, get a higher value for the farmer. When you actually calculate what that value is back to a producer in the United States, and when you've got $395 attributed to exports, that's a value that then comes back to the farm through the carcass value, through that live value. And I think that's very important back to that farm and ranch to be able to understand what exports bring back to their bottom line.
For more information, visit usmef.org. For the World of Agriculture, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith, reporting.